Blog Talk Radio.
We love them and glory, like me.
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Preparation Day. Thank you for joining us this evening. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Let us have a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this Preparation Day, Lord. 6 days shall thou labor, but the seventh day belongs to the Lord thy God. In it we shall not do any work. It is the Sabbath. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We ask you for mercy, for love. We ask you for endurance. We ask you for wisdom and understanding so that we will be obedient, so that we will do those things that are pleasing in thy eye. Forgive us where we have failed and come short. Bless us as we come together, Lord, each and every one of us. You know our heartaches, our pains, our sorrow that we have travailed through this week, oh, Lord. And we know, Lord, as we are in this dark world, we will have to go through trials, tribulation, oh, Father, that will shake us to our core. But if we call upon you, if we depend upon you, if we look unto you, which is the author and the finisher of our faith, you will see us through, Lord. You will strengthen us. You will guide us, Father. And I ask a blessing for each and every one, especially the speaker, Lord. Those that are listening via the internet, bless them in a special way. You know their desire. You know what they're going through, especially those in Japan and different part of the world that are persecuted for their worship. Bless them. Protect them, Lord. Please keep them, O Father, and strengthen them. Let them be faithful even unto death, Lord. As even us, Lord, as we know the persecution will go through the whole world, as we know the end shall soon come. Make us ready, O Lord, to meet our Maker, our King, our High Priest, our Lord of Lords, God of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Preparation Day. As we see, the Sabbath is soon to come. It's right here within about 30, 45 minutes for me. But I just thank the Lord for this opportunity, for this moment that I get to come and to praise the Lord, and to be encouraged, and to, you know, encourage my brothers and sisters, no matter what you're going through, God will take care of you. He will see you through. Amen, and I will go ahead and share this reading. It says, in the holiest I saw an ark on the top, and side of it was pure gold. On each end of the ark was a lovely cherubim with its wings spread out over it. Their faces were turned towards each other, and they looked downward. Between the angels was a golden censer above the ark. Where the angels stood was an exceedingly bright glory that appears like a throne where God dwells. Jesus stood by the ark, and as the saint's prayer comes up to him, the incense in the censer would smoke, and he would offer up their prayers with the smoke of the incense to his Father. In the ark was the golden pad of potash manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the table of stone, which folded together like a book. Jesus opened them, and I saw the Ten Commandments written on them with the finger of God. So God wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger, inciting that it should never be changed. That is a law. Amen. Continue reading. On one table were four, and on the other, six. The four on the first table shone brighter than the other six, but the fourth, the Sabbath commandment, shone above them all, for the Sabbath was set apart to be kept in honor of God's holy name. The holy Sabbath looked glorious. A halo of glory was all around it. I saw that the Sabbath commandment was not nailed to the cross. And we often hear that, but it said it's not nailed to the cross, brothers and sisters. If it was, the other nine commandments were, and we are at liberty to break them all, as well as to break the fourth. I saw that God had not changed the Sabbath, for he never changes. But the Pope has changed it from the seventh to the first day of the week. for he was to change time and law. This is taken from early writings, page 32 and paragraph 3. And we know they're also going as far as changing, you know, trying to change the seventh day to Sunday. You know, they're trying to, on the calendar, they're trying to do all type of things to change God's law, change God's commandments. But we have to be watchful. We have to be prayerful, brothers and sisters. And we have to trust the Lord and keep his commandment. Amen. And we know we cannot do it within our own strength. We are dependent upon Jesus to help us to keep the commandment and to keep it holy. Amen. Again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Please press 1 so that I can open your line so that you can share, brothers and sisters. It's always a blessing to come on the prayer line and to be encouraged and to, you know, to be a blessing to others, because we know that iron sharpeneth iron. And this is a time to come and to praise the Lord, for he is good and he's worthy to be praised. So I'll go ahead and open the first line, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters.
Amen.
My Christians. What a privilege it is to be on this line again today at the closing, at the beginning of another of God's holy day of rest. Yesterday I came on the line, but I could not say much because I was really dumb. I was really dumb because my husband came in. He came in and his pressure was high and he was a kind of a worried. I see how worried he was. He said his head was spinning and all kinds of things. But I know he took the he took his pressure, and I saw that it was high. At first when he took it, it wasn't high. Then again he took it, and I saw it was high. So I said, you know what you have to do? You have to go and rest. Your body needs rest right now. You are overthinking. Your mind is going around too fast. So you need to, you just come home, you need to rest. I said, did you drink a lot of water today? He said he drank, but not too much. I said, well, you need to drink some water, because water is very important. And that is what he did. He drank some water. I told him, try and get into bed very early tonight, because taking tablets and whatever you're taking there is not going to help you, because your pressure wasn't high during the, you know, at the beginning of the day, of the week, a few weeks before his brother passed. And I know that is what he's taking on. So I said, try and go and get some rest. And I am very thankful. I'm very blessed last night for, and I'm thankful for the prayers too that Sister Powell prayed for me last night. And Sister Stephanie, I want to thank them very much. Because after we finished that session last night with the meeting, I really felt better. And I thank God that for his word, because his words bring life into your body. You know, God created man. And I want to say we should rest. You know, we must rest. If we don't rest, we are going to get sick. Our body is going to run down. He knows how he made us, and we should always try to obey the laws of health, the rules that God laid down for us. And I cannot overemphasize the importance of rest. When I used to work, because I don't work anymore, I'm retired, I used to work sometimes so much that, sometimes I don't know what day it is, from one shift to the next. And I have to study. It's overworking the body is not good, my dear brothers and sisters. It's not a good thing. God knows why he gave us a rest day, a day for us to rest from our cares of this life. Because if we keep going and going and going, we will get worn out. And it's very, very important that we keep God's holy Sabbath day of rest. And I could remember singing this song, "The sun rolls down the distant west," and I'm going to sing it in a little while. When I sing that song, it makes me feel so good, because my father would sit down to that instrument, that organ, and he would play all the notes without skipping a note. He was a person very particular, and he don't skip a note, because that's how he play music. And I'm telling you, I can never forget those days. I can never forget when the Sabbath comes, because that is something that have to be embedded in you from childhood. And I'm thankful for my parents who are resting now, that God gave them that wisdom to bring us up in the right way. So let me sing this song for us all. The sun rolls down, and we know the sun is going down right now. And this song is, listen to the words of this song as I sing it. I'll try to sing it as best I can. It says, "The sun rolls down the distant west. The sun rolls down the distant west. Soft twilight steals upon to find me the day of rest. The Sabbath of the Lord. This holy day, let us begin with songs of praise to God, who pardons all our guilt and sin through Jesus' precious blood. Now in this tranquil all relay, all worldly cares aside, and all of us most holy day, the friends or foes may chide." And the last verse is, "'Tis not to seek the world's applause that we from labor rest. We strive to keep God's holy laws, and He is no man's blessed." And I could still hear. I could still hear those songs ringing in my ear as I sing. I could remember my father very well playing there, and we, our children, gather around in worship, singing to welcome God's holy day of rest. And you know something that I observe? That even nature keeps the Sabbath. If you get up early in the morning, if you're in an area where birds, and you could hear the birds chirping, Sabbath morning is, if you're in the country, you would observe this. And if you're in the city, you cannot get that blessing. But it's very good, nice to hear the birds chirping early in the morning, and they're singing so sweetly. I used to really, all these memories I still have, and I love nature. So it's only man does not want to rest. And man is the only people of God's creation that don't think it's necessary to rest. So my dear brothers and sisters, this leading with you to find rest in God. Because when you rest on the Sabbath day, you have strength to propel you through the coming week. So when you try to obey God, what he, his laws that he has laid down for us, we would be much healthier. So this evening, I just want to thank God for his blessings and myself and my family. Although we have a mishap and we have death in the family, we have to just still thank God, because without troubles and trials and tests in your life, we would not be perfect. So these things come to us not to make us sad, but we would be sad because is death makes anybody sad, but when we think about what God has in store for us, if really faithful, it really encourages. So this evening, I hope as we all try to keep God's holy day, that we will enjoy God's blessing. And I just say a praise. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you so much, Lord, for your protection over us during the week, in our going out, in our coming in. You have preserved our lives, and here we are this evening as living testimony of your divine mercies. None of us do not deserve to be here, but Father, you have brought us on this line, not only to be here because we want to be here, but to give you praise and thanks for your blessings that you have bestowed upon us each day, each moment of time. And help us, Lord, that we be all on this line, try to count our blessings. Count our blessings, because there are many who do not have this privilege, and we do not know how long we will have this privilege. So, Father, help us to make good of this opportunity in helping to encourage one another to serve you and to keep God's holy day. Thank you, God, for hearing my simple prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening. God bless
the Lord.
Happy Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing. What a privilege it is to know you and to be encouraged and to hear, you know, what you used to do and how God has blessed you and kept you all this time, that you're still in the faith and you have not lost hope. And we know God is soon to come. And no matter the trials, what we're going through, the debt, you know, there's a time for everything, but still it's pain and suffering. And, is you know, we miss our loved one and we don't want to see them go. But this is a time for everything. So let us be grateful. Let us be thankful. Let us be, you know, ever hopeful and joyful that we will see our loved one again. So I just thank the Lord that you and your husband are doing well. Amen. So praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing again. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line, brothers and sisters. We know the Sabbath is coming so fast. It's really dark over here. And this one man shared with me that he said August the 22nd. And there was another month. I'm not sure if it was January or February, one of those early months around the 22nd. That's when the time kind of changed. It get darker faster starting August. It's 22nd, and I think it was, and it was opposite around, I believe it was April, May. I can't remember the other month, but and I'm seeing that how it's getting dark. Usually it's at 7, you know, a little, you know, it doesn't get dark until like 8:30, but now it's starting to get dark earlier. But we know God is good, and he put everything place and every time and season in place, and we just have to be obedient. So I'll go ahead and open the next line. Thank you again for joining us. 985-232. Your line is now open. See if your line is on mute, I believe. Sister Brenda? Can you hear me, Sister Brenda? Amen.
Yeah, I was muted. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is Sister Brenda from Houma, Louisiana. I just thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I want to read a devotion prayer for those of Sister Constantine. Dear God, I thank you that we can trust in you completely, never having to worry or fret when the troubling times come our way. Help us to remain at peace, oh Lord, fully knowing that all will be well because you are with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just want to give my deepest condolences to Sister Continental. I found out late last night about her brother, and I know God will give her peace and her family. And I just want to thank God for giving her the strength she has. She has strength right now, and I hope she continue to have strength, because we think it's easy until we go amongst them. Sometimes we have it, sometimes we break down. But nevertheless, the Lord will take care of us. So I just thank God that I was able to give my condolences, and we will continue praying for her. And then I want to thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And thank Sister Powell for doing a wonderful job over in our town and spreading her wings all over. What a wonderful lady. I tell you, I just wish I was in her shoes. But she don't want no credit. God does the work, but my, I wish I was in shape she's in, though. It just gives me so much wisdom, and just, I don't know, a great feeling. A lady that her even so much, got so much arms to spread, and, you know, I dropped at 40. I got so many sickness hitting me, but nevertheless, God is good, you know. We know who he have to do the work. So we just thank God. I'm grateful for her. And, you know, her and all the rest of y'all on the prayer line. Like I say, I did mine young, and I was happy for that, because I was the same way, and I was happy to do what I did. So like I said, now, I mean, I'm still okay that God is good, and I got, he's sending me help now. I'm at home, and I got help coming through from all of my sisters and brothers around the world. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for my the teachers, and especially Sister Stephanie, because she's not going to let nothing pass you. She's going to teach it. Let me say it again. And I just love that, because this is how a tutor I had in school was. She's going to say it again and make sure I get it. So that's how I was able to catch on. So I just thank God for that, because sometimes this is how I'm able to catch on. And Brother Yudi was the same thing. He's pondering you, you know. Now I understand the rest of them can't do it because they have a smaller time. Now we limited to talk. I just talked a little longer because Brother John is not able to come on. So I just thank God I was able to talk a little bit longer. So I'm not going to continue, but I just ask for prayer for our brothers and sisters on Advent Light, Sister Powell, wherever she at, and all the rest of them not off and on the line or sick or wherever it might be hindering them. So I ask God bless each and every one of my sisters and brothers. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Sister Brenda, for sharing. And we know God is good and worthy to be praised, and he put us in each other's path to encourage, to be a blessing, and to help each other, and to pray, intercede on the behalf of our brothers and sisters, because, you know, day to day, we don't know what someone is going through. We never know, but we should always keep them in our prayer, so that the angels, you know, God will send the mighty angels to encourage them, to bless them, and to protect them. We all have a guardian angel, but there's other mightier angels that comes and assist us as needed. So we just thank God. All we have to do is call upon his wonderful name. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line, brothers and sisters. This is sharing time. Press 1 so that you can share. Don't wait till the last minute to press 1, and I won't be able to open your line because we're going to go into the message and we're going to go into prayer. So please press 1 before it's too late so that you can share. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. We have 2 callers that has pressed 1, so please be brief. 857-505. Your line is now open. Good evening.
Amen. Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters on the Avid Light Ministry. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God, Sister Carla, for his love, for his mercy, because he is worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Carla. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Carla. My mom is a lot of prayer, and Sister Carla, please lift up Sister Abby in prayer, because Sister Abby was sick. She wasn't feeling well, Sister Carla, Sister Abby, so please lift her up in prayer. And do not forget to pray for Sister Abby's brother. Her brother's name is Noka. His name is Noka, Sister Carla. And if Sister Carla, you know how you spell his name. His brother, Noka. That is Sister Abby's brother. So lift up her brother in prayer. Sister Abby's A-B-B-I-E. Lift up Sister Abby in prayer. Do not forget to lift up Brother Samuel in prayer. Do not forget to lift up Sister Tamiko in prayer and her family members. Lift up Sister Tamiko and her family members. Pray for her daughter, Sister Keisha, Brother Taiwan. Pray for Brother Cologne. Pray for every single one of them. And pray for, thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. May God bless you all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on and sharing all those, the names, prayer requests. You're faithful, always, want to pray for others, want to encourage others, and that's a blessing, and God will bless you mightily, my dear brother, for your faithfulness in all you do and say. You know, God hears, he knows, he knows everything, and he will bless you. So again, thank you for coming and sharing, and we will lift up those in our prayer requests and also in our personal prayer. We want to continue to lift up our brothers and sisters and be faithful. Okay, is there any other who would like to share? Okay, amen. There was another hand. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I will open the line for 272-770. Your line is now open.
Hi, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to all my blessed brothers and sisters. My name is Tamiko Blessing from Pennsylvania, and I would like to sing a song, if I may, and I have a Bible scripture. So thank you so much, and I just want to always give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. I thank him truly for bringing us through another week safe and sound, watching our going in and going out and giving us safe travel and mercies back and forth to our appointments. I'm so grateful that the Lord is always with us, that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And I also want to give my deepest condolences to Sister Continelli and all of her family members. And I just wanted to share with you Revelation 21, verse 4, that God said he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Death will be no more. Neither will mourning nor outcry nor pain be anymore. The former things have passed away. So we love you, Sister Continelli, and we will continue to keep you in our prayers. And God is the God of all comfort, so we know he will comfort you in your time of loss. Love you, sister. Take good care. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, my scripture, 121, verses 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. And I would like to sing a song. It's taken from Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 2. Gracious Jehovah, our strength and our might, you are our Savior and you we delight. We are your witnesses bearing your name. Whether men hear or they proudly refuse, Jehovah our rock, our strength and our might, your name we make known both day and night. Glorious Jehovah Almighty in power, you are our hiding place, you are our tower. We who now serve you rejoice in your light. Eyes that are open now see truth and right. Searching the scriptures we hear your command, making our choice for your kingdom we stand. Jehovah our rock, our strength and our might, your name we make known both day and night. Glorious Jehovah Almighty in power, you are our hiding place, you are our tower. Gladly, O God, we keep doing your will. Though Satan mocks us, we're trusting you still. Though we may slay us, O help us to be firm to the end for your grand sovereignty. Jehovah our rock, our strength and our might, your name we make known both day and night. Glorious Jehovah Almighty in power, you are our hiding place, you are our tower.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. I'd like to ask for prayer requests for each and every brother and sister on this prayer line this evening. I'd like to lift up Sister Powell in Jamaica and her ministry and Alex Nation, and also prayer for Sister Stephanie and her precious Jews, KJ and Kaja. Prayer for Sister Brenda and Brother John and their grandchildren, and also prayer for Sister Leola and her husband, Brother Ray, and her children, Nicole and Jarvis. Prayer for you, Sister Carla, and your children as well, Amanda and Nicholas. I'm trying to remember all names. Prayer for Sister Continelli, and also prayer for Brother Ricardo and his wife, Sister Samantha, for Brother Yudi and his wife, Sister Melissa. Prayer for Brother Eli, and also for his mom, Rose, and all of his friends at Day Cove. So I thank you so much, and prayer for my family as well, and my children and grandchildren. I thank you so much for this prayer line. May everybody be truly blessed, and I love you all. Happy blessed Sabbath to all of you. God bless you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing and that beautiful song. I've never heard it before, but I just thank the Lord for his blessing of his people, his children, how we come together and we're encouraged and we're praising him because we know this will be done in heaven. So it has to begin here on earth. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I don't want to overlook anyone. Did everyone get a chance to testify of the Lord's goodness or present their prayer request, please press 1 if you have not. Okay. I think everyone has shared. Okay, so we will go into prayer right now so that we can go into the message early so that Brother Ricardo will have enough time to present the message. I know he gets so excited, and it's just powerful to see how a young man in the Lord is just presenting and excited about the gospel and the truth, and he wants to share it. And we just want to give him enough time to share it so he don't have to rush, and, you know, he can let the Holy Spirit use him and lead him and guide him. Amen. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for who you are. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify, we magnify your name. There is no other God. There is no other name under heaven or earth like your name, Father. And we just thank you for who you are. You have created us for a purpose. You have blessed each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Sometimes people don't know how blessed they are. But if we seek you, if we look unto you, which is the author and the finisher of our faith, you will tell us our fingerprint are unique and everyone is unique. There's none that's alike. Oh, Lord, you are truly worthy to be praised. As in Psalm 62, verse 1 says, truly my soul wait upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Mercy, my soul waited thou only upon God for my expectation, and our soul waited upon God for our expectation is from him, brothers and sisters, because he is our rock and salvation. He is our defense, and we shall not be moved. Lord, you heard all the prayer requests, even the unspoken prayer requests. I ask that you will bless each and every one of us accordingly, Sister Tamika's family. And her prayer request is Sister Consonelli family, Sister Brother Eli family and prayer request is Sister Leola, Sister Brenda, Sister Katie, Brother Ricardo, even my family and unspoken prayer request is, and those that are not on now, Father, we ask that you will touch them, whatever they're doing, that you will bless them and provide for them, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, the Richardson family, Lord, Sister Leola, Brother Bryant, there's so many. Thank you for Sister Samantha, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for each and every brothers and sisters, those that are far away. You know, we have brothers and sisters in other continent, Lord. We ask that you will bless them, provide for them. We ask that you will supply their needs, O Lord, according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. Bless the youth, the young children, the babies, O Lord. Have mercy upon them. Put your hedge of protection around them and help the parents to seek you and to present their children to you each and every moment, each and every day, so that they will be blessed and grow up in the admonition of God and to know him and to praise him and worship him in spirit and in truth. Again, we praise you. We thank you. We ask that you will continue to bless us, Lord, and fill your manservant now with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Speak through him. At a time such as this, we thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I will open the line for Brother Ricardo. Amen. Your line is open, Brother Ricardo. Check, see if your phone is on mute. Um, 610-704, your line is now open. If you're speaking, we cannot hear you. Your phone might be on mute, Brother Ricardo. Okay, he probably stepped away from the... Okay, we're going to play a song. Thank you. Amen, amen. Now, open the line for Brother Ricardo. 610-704, your line is now open.
All right. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Amen.
Can you hear me, Sister Carla?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
All right. Faith, sister, another week again. God has brought us on our way. We come together to give him thanks because he's so worthy to be praised. Amen? Our topic today we're going to study is the judgment of the great whore when Michal stands up. Sister White, tell us that as we are in the last scenes, God's people, their mind, their thoughts, their whole attention is supposed to be fixed up on the sanctuary because the sanctuary shows us that where Jesus is at interceding on our behalf and what he's doing and what we need to be doing in these last days to get ready and to prepare to meet our God. So let us pray. Can you silently pray for me? Because we need the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Thank you so much for this Sabbath day of yours. This is not our hour. This is your hour. This is a holy day, oh God. And Lord, we ask of you for your anointing of your Holy Spirit to fall upon the ears of the listener. We ask you for the Holy Spirit to touch my lips, to touch my mind. I pray that my words will not be heard. I will not be seen or uplifted, but Christ will be uplifted and his word be exalted. Lord, let angel that excel in strength to be around about our dwelling place at this moment and to bring your blessing, your fresh manna from heaven break, which is the word of God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, let the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, our divine teacher, who will help us to understand sacred things. Thank you so much for hearing our prayers. Thank you so much for being in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to study. We're going to go into a deep study today. Pray that your mind is prepared. Pray that you have your notepad. All right, so let us get into it. Go with me to Revelation chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 17, 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. Father, we ask him to bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember now, our title for this evening, The Judgment of the Great Whore, When Michal Stands Up. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the great judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Who is this great whore? Mystery Babylon the Great. So God was about to reveal to us the time of trouble when Michal stand up. This world going to be wrought against God's people, and God going to fight against the wicked. And everyone who worship the beast, the image on his mark, we're going to see what's going to happen, what is their portion. Because Jesus is the light bearer who is keeping his church burning in these last days. But when Jesus stand up, he said, walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. Do you know that when your high priest stand up, the Bible said, great darkness cover the earth and great darkness engross the people. Let us move on. And there came one of the seven angels which had seven vials. This is there with the seven last plagues. And talk with me, saying unto me, this is the sixth angel who is talking to John. Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. What does this mean, sitteth upon many waters? In Revelation chapter 17, verse 15, what water represents? Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, that who? The whore sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, and nations and tongues. So God is showing us the judge, giving us a view of the judgment about to come up on Mystery Babylon, or the papacy, or the Jesuits, or the Roman Catholics, who are going to enforce a national Sunday law, who is bringing up the trouble upon God's people. But Babylon going to bring trouble upon you and I, but God also going to bring trouble upon Babylon, of all of those who join with Babylon and go with our protocols or our agenda. So we're going to see two scenes right here. You're going to see the judgment coming upon God's people and the judgment of the great whore. So what is these vials? And there came one of the seven angels which had seven vials. Go with me to Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. You know this one. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels of the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. So the wrath of God is what? The seven last plagues. Right? This whore sit on many waters, sit on the people, sit on the congregation, sit on the conscience of the people, forcing them to worship. Go with me now, Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. You know this one as well. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. So the seven last plague is going to pour it upon the earth. And we're going to study now, see who the seven last plague is going to be poured out upon. The wicked and them that violate or broke the everlasting gospel or transgress the law of God or change the ordinance. So at this time when the angels say, go your ways and pour out the wrath of God upon the earth, this means Michael already stands up. The seven last plague is going to fall. And in other words now, while Jesus is interceding on your and I behalf, while Jesus is your high priest, the seven last plague cannot and will not fall. Remember that. While Jesus is in heaven interceding on man's behalf, between God and man, the seven last plague cannot fall. That's why you have the four angels. They are the ones that are holding the four winds of heaven. In other words, they are holding the evil passion of the wicked power that be. Now, God have a restraint upon the wicked, but when Michael stands up, the restraint that God of and the wicked going to let loose, and that wicked evil passion going to turn to against God's people, the righteous. At this moment, Michael already stand up. Revelation chapter 15. Let me give you a little rundown a little bit. Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. Remember we studied last week when Michael stand up, the temple is filled with smoke. What we're going to study now, when the temple is filled with smoke, is two things going on. Probation is closed, and this smoke, the glory of God, is going to fill the house. And this glory going to spill over into the earth on the righteous. This means the loud cry of the fourth angel. This fourth angel going to come down with great power, and the earth going to be lightened with his glory. And God's people, this is the swelling of the Jordan, or you can call it the loud cry. When the people of God going to repeat the first, second, and third angel message with great power, with great emphasis, and many Gentiles going to come to the light. Right? Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple. This is dealing with the sanctuary, or you call it the mercy seat. No man is able to enter the mercy seat. What does this mean? We're going to clarify this. Some of you were here last week. I pray that you remember these things. Sometimes truth or prophecy said we need to repeat these things to God's people. Amen? And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was what? Able to enter the sanctuary, the temple, sorry, till the seven last plague of the seven angels were fulfilled. This means Jesus is already stand up. Go with me now, First Kings, chapter 4, no, sorry, First Kings chapter 8, verse 4, 11. First Kings chapter 8, verse 4 to 11. And they brought up the ark of the Lord and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark. We want to know what is in this ark. This is dealing with the sanctuary now. Before the ark, sacrificing sheep and ox could not be told or number for multitude. So they was killing a lot of sheep and ox for the sins of the people. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his people into the oracle of the house to the most holy place. Listen now. The priest brought the ark of the covenant. This is dealing with the mercy seat. The priest bring what? The ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, into the oracle of the house, to where the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim, for the cherubim spread forth their wings, two wings, over the place of the where? The ark. And the cherubim covered the ark and the staffs thereof above, right? And they drew out the staffs, that the end of the staff were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. Listen now, there was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone. At this moment is only the two tables of stone, and we see later that God put them on Aaron's rod. But be with me now. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord make a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. Let's continue. Here was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone. Just read that, right? And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, watch this now, friends. Remember, when Michael stand up, the glory of God filled the house, or the smoke filled the house, and no man is able to what? Enter into the temple, right? Now, watch this right here. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. The cloud what? Fill the house of the Lord, so that the priests what could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Pause right there. When Michael stepped out of the sanctuary and put on the garment of vengeance, glory, the glory of God or the smoke of God filled the house of the sanctuary. While God's people are going through a lot of trouble down here, no man prayer can enter into the sanctuary. Only those God's going to help. God's going to empty heaven. He's going to send the whole angel of heaven to earth to help those who have the seal of God. But to those who never make the necessary preparation, their probation already is closed. All case is already fixed, either for righteous or filthy still. What does this mean that the cloud fills the house of the Lord? We want to know what does this mean. Because he said the glory of the Lord fills the house of the Lord. We want to know what does this mean. Go with me to Lamentation. We read this last week. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 42 to 44. We're going somewhere with this. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 42 to 44. We have transgressed and have rebelled. What caused Micah to stand up? They have transgressed the law, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Pause. What is transgression? Sin is the transgression of what? God's laws. We have transgressed and rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Pause. When Micah stand up, anyone who have sinned against their name, he will not pardon anymore. Your case is fixed for eternity, either for damnation or everlasting life. God will not what? Pardon your sins anymore. Thou hast covered with hunger. Remember now, when the cloud, when Michael stand up and step out between God and man, the glory of God filled the what? The house of the Lord. And he covered himself with hunger, the cloud or the glory. In other words, cover the sanctuary. He cover himself and persecute us. Mercy. This is going to bring on what? Persecution. When Michael stand up, what we're going to see now, and persecute us, thus has lain, thus has not pity. He will not show pity anymore. Right now we are showing mercy on a daily basis. But when Michael stand up, mercy will not plead with the guilty inhabitant no more. Mercy. And persecute us, thou hast slain, thou hast not pity, thou hast covered thyself with a what? Cloud, that our prayer should not pass through. Pause. Remember when the high priest stepped out of the holy place, what happened? The glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priest could not what? Enter in. What does what the priest do? He pray and the people be here. The priest was just a mediator between God and man to pray for the people. And the people confess their sins when they bring their lamb. So when the priest stood, come out of the sanctuary, the cloud filled the house of the sanctuary. In an indication that means when Jesus stand up and step out between God and man, the cloud, hunger, the smoke fill the temple, and no prayer can be answered. No one can approach the mercy seat. Notice what the Bible says. Come boldly before the throne of grace, right? No one can come to the throne no anymore. No one can, no prayer can enter the mercy seat because there is no more what? High priest. Watch this right here. Go with me now, Isaiah. I'm going somewhere with this now, glory. I'm going to show you the word of God is so deep, friends. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3 to 4. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3 to 4. I'm giving you nothing but Bible. I want you to please take notes to go back and to study. I pray that you be like the barbarians. Don't take my word for it. Take these things and go back and to see if these things are so, beloved. Amen. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3 to 4. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door move at the voice of him that crieth, and the house was filled with smoke. Now, question, friend, when will this earth be filled with the glory of God? Because you have to remember now, God about to go pour out the Holy Spirit like never before, which we were talking about the fourth angel, going to unite his voice with the first, second, and third angel message with great power like never before. And them that are in Babylon, the Gentiles, even some of the rich powers that be, many of them going to come out of darkness to this marvelous light because God's people going to speak with such a great authority, such a great power, their heart going to burn within them. And they're going to see their need for Christ, and they're going to join with the people of God. When will this heart be filled with the glory of God? You know this one. Go with me to Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. We read these things in the spirit of prophecy, but we need to be able to prove these things from the Bible alone as well. Because a lot of time we want to speak to unbelievers with Sister White quotation, and they do not know Sister White. So we need to prove these things, because remember, scripture is supposed to be your safeguard. We must study to show ourselves approved unto God. Now go with me to Revelation now. Watch this right here. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. We are doing a comparison. Let scripture interpret another scripture. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. Pause right there. Where is this angel coming from? Heaven. We're in heaven, in the midst of heaven, in the way of the east. What is in the east? The throne. Right? And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. This is the fourth angel now. Having great power, and the earth was enlightened with his what? It's glory. What is this glory? Is this angel symbolize an angel coming from heaven, or this angel symbolize God's last day people? This angel symbolize God's last day people who are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Their sin, they're going to send up their sin into judgment. That's what the Bible says. Repent therefore that your sins, that you may be what? Converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When Jesus was in the holy place, you confess your sins, you are forgiven, but your sins is still there, but you are forgiven. But now Jesus is in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, trying to blot out sin forever. Against your name, against his mind, against the book of record. We must turn from our wicked ways, turn from our secret sins, turn from our petty sins, turn from our compromise, because Jesus Christ is about to stand up and will be set of us. We are fallen go with me to Daniel. I lost my train of thought. Daniel chapter you are way in the balance and found wanting. You are way in the balance and found wanting. Wanting of what? Making the necessary preparation to meet your God. To make your calling and election sure. Brothers and sisters, this message is a life and death. Now let us break this down a little bit more. Having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Go with me to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Remember now, when Michael stand up, they're going to be such a trouble that no one can even picture, no pen can describe, since there was a nation. And everyone going to be delivered, everyone that name is written in the book. So God going to show you a scene of everyone whose name is in the book, and what going to happen. The glory of God going to be arise upon them, and they're going to shine. Then they're going to proclaim the first, second, and third angel message with such a great power. Everyone who they minister to. Some going to reject, some going to receive. But those who receive, they're going to be falling in this message. And they're going to repent of their sin and join with the faithful few. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. The Bible says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. We're going to break that down a little bit. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. When will the glory of God going to risen upon thee? When Michael stand up, when the seven last plagues start to be poured out, and when the wicked realize that Seventh-day Adventist, the one who the commandment-keeping people, who are not going along with their agenda, who are not keeping Sunday, they're going to say, get rid of them. And they want to go, and this is going to bring on the death decree. And then we enter into the time of that, and the great time of trouble, Jacob trouble. But God's going to do something at this moment, because a lot of God's people are going to be killed. But God going to fill his people with the Holy Spirit. That means he already have his faithful few, the 144,000, they will never see death. The 144,000, they will see the seven last plague is poured out on the wicked, just like in Egypt. When God was falling the 10 plagues and the children of Israel was seeing these things falling upon the wicked, and they never was destroyed by these 10 plagues. So is it you and I if we are found faithful in these last days? Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, rise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Pause. When will this darkness cover the earth? When Michael stands up, friend, the sanctuary is going to be filled with smoke. We're going to break this down a little bit. Bear with me. For behold, the darkness covers the earth, and gross what? Darkness, the people. Their mind is darkened now. They're going to fall into a great delusion and believe a lie. Gross darkness to people, but the Lord, watch this right here. God is showing you a comparison. Some darkness going to fall upon their mind. That means they are lost forever. Listen to the comparison now. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But while darkness upon the earth, this mighty angel is going to come down with great power and his glory, and he's going to fill the earth with the glory. Right? His glory, right? Which is light in the earth. Only a few of God's people are going to have this light, but the majority, darkness is going to cover them. The ones that darkness is going to cover, these are the ones that are going to try to kill off God's people. For behold, the darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall risen upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Pause. Remember now, this angel come down into what? Great power. The Holy Spirit going to come down in such a great power like never before. You think Pentecost have anything on the 144,000? No. Brothers and sisters, healing, even when they speak, brothers and sisters, the dead will rise in the front of their eyes. We see Peter was walking and his shadow was healing people. Brothers and sisters, we're going to see greater things than that. Are you in that number? He said, this angel come down with what? Great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Watch this right here. Remember now, the Bible said, rise and shine, for the light is come. For the glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon thee. Where are you now? In the earth, right? This angel, the Holy Spirit, going to come down on what? Earth, on the faithful few. Them that name are what? Written in the book of life. Now, watch this right here. And his glory shall be seen upon what? Thee. And the gentiles. Now watch this right here now. Probation already closed on Seventh-day Adventist. Only the faithful few going to give the last trumpet a certain sound. Watch this now. And his glory shall be risen upon thee. Now watch this. And the Gentiles, the unbelievers, them that are in Babylon, them that are not, who do not accept this message, who are sinners living a careless life, watch this now, and the Gentile shall come to thy what? Light. What is this light? Remember now, arise, shine, for thy what? Light is come. Who going to give you this light? For the glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon thee. The Holy Spirit going to what? Risen upon God's people. Some of you have stammer tongues. When your Holy Spirit come upon you, remember disciples, they said, these men, they are unlearned men. They marvel how they speak so eloquent. Their speech was so clear, friends. They couldn't stand against them. And some people might have said, they're full with wine. But Peter stand up and say, no, these men, they are not filled with wine, but they are filled with the power of the anointing from above. They are filled with the Holy Spirit like never before. At this moment, there is no sin going to be found among God's people or in them, because their sin is blotted out. They are sealed for eternal life at this moment. So now who going to come to them? And the Gentiles shall come to thy what? Thy light. You and I don't have no light. This is Jesus' light now.
And the Gentile what shall come to thy light, and who held the kings, the power that be, some of the statesmen, and the kings to thy brightness of thy rising. Who gonna come to this light? The Gentile and the king. Some of even atheists gonna become Seventh-day Adventists. Baptists, Methodists gonna accept this message. And all of these denominations that's fallen from their first love. Now, I have a question for you. What does the Bible mean by darkness shall cover the earth and the people? Remember now, Jesus said, walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. Go with me to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 35. John chapter 12, verse 35. John chapter 12, verse 35, it reads, then Jesus said unto them, he's talking regarding his burial. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Keep your finger there. What is this light? Go with me to Psalms 119. Some of you know this one. Psalms 119, 105. Because remember now, Jesus, you and I know that Jesus is in heaven. So what is this light that we have? What is this witness that we have today, which is the light of God, word? Psalms 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my what? Path. So what is this light? The light. When you read the word of God, can you understand the word of God on your own knowledge, your own degrees and all of these things? No. Who is your teacher? The Holy Spirit, because remember, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, who the Father will send in my what? Name, he shall teach you all things, and he shall bring all things to what? Your remembrance. So who is your teacher? The Holy Spirit is the interpreter of the Scripture. The Holy Spirit going to shed the light, because remember now, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, the flesh profited nothing, but the words that I have spoken to you, they are what? Life, and they are spirit. So now we see that the word of God, it is what? Light. Jesus said, you and I must what? Walk while you have the light. Because if the Holy Spirit is withdrawn, can you and I understand the word of God? No. It is the word of God made the deep impression upon the mind. Who's going to reveal these secret things to us? Go with me to 1 Corinthians, because I don't know if you believe me, that the Holy Spirit is going to help you to understand the deep things of God. Only the Holy Spirit knows the minds of God. And when you have the mind of Christ, know you can understand the things of God. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Let me show you something. We're coming back to John chapter 12, verse 35. Just to clarify some things. Which things also we speak? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Which things also we speak? Not in words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Who is your teacher? The Holy Spirit, the anointed one, the third person of the Godhead. But which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Compare spiritual things with what? Spiritual. Verse 14. But the natural man, another word for natural man is carnal, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For they are what? Foolishness unto him. Paul, you and I, we are carnal. So who's going to help us to understand spiritual things? Bear with me now. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. Why he cannot know them? Because they are what? Spiritually discerned. If these things, they are spiritually discerned, who's going to help us to understand these things? Go with me to verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Because you realize that this is not what man is what? Wisdom teacheth. But who? But the Holy Ghost teacheth. In order for us to understand spiritual things, you need the what? The Holy Spirit to understand spiritual things. But if you do not have the Holy Spirit, the things of God, they are foolishness unto you. You don't have a desire for them. Now, who's going to help us to understand these things of God, right? Who's going to help us to understand the mind of God or the mind of Christ, the Holy Spirit? Verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor he heard, neither have entered into the... No, 1 Corinthians chapter No, sorry. Yeah, I messed up. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I hope I don't give it wrong. All right. The first one I give you, let me slow down. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to 14. And now we're going to read 1 Corinthians now, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, I have not seen nor hear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God have revealed, the things which God have prepared for them that love him. Watch this now, verse 10. But God have what? Revealed him unto us by his what? His Spirit. Who going to reveal these things to us? The Spirit. The Holy Spirit. But God have revealed him unto us by his what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all what? Things. Yea, the deep things of what? God. Now go back with me now. John chapter 12, verse 35. John chapter 12, verse 35. Because when the glory of God, when this mighty angel come down and unite his voice with the first, second, and third angel message with great power like never before, thousands of people are going to accept this message. John chapter 12, verse 35. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. Remember now, remember in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, rise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, great darkness, the people. But the Lord shall risen upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, right? And the Gentile shall come to thy light. Who going to come to thy light? The Gentile. And who else? The kings to the brightness of thy rising. Go back with me now. John chapter 12, verse 35. While ye have light, believe in the light, the word of God. Do you believe in the word of God? That ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and depart and hid himself from them. Pause. Jesus is the what? The light. In John chapter 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. Pause. When Michael stand up, he hid himself, beloved. He hid himself with clothes. Right? And if he hid himself, the light is cut off from the inhabitants of this earth. And only the few who make the necessary preparation to afflict their soul in these last days, this light will remain with them. But them that are careless, this light going to depart from them, because Jesus going to hid himself with the glory of God, and he's going to fill the house of the Lord. He's going to hide himself from many of us. And that means probation clothes. Go with me to John chapter 3, verse 20. John chapter 3, verse 20. John chapter 3, verse 20. Why many will not come to this light? I want to know why many will not come to this light. Why many of God's people will not make the necessary preparation? Why many of God not repenting and turn from their wicked ways? Why? John chapter 3, verse 20. And this is the condemnation. Let me go back. Let me go there. Hold on. Bear with me. John chapter 3, verse 20. Hold on. Let me go there. Bear with me, friends. John chapter 3, verse 20. John chapter 3, verse 20. All right. John chapter 3, verse 20. Okay. I was reading 21. I was reading verse 19. All right, go with me to John chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. John chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. All right, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were what? Evil. So many do not want to come to the what? The light. They are already what? They are in condemnation. This condemnation is that leading to what? The second death, beloved. Listen again. This is the condemnation that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. So because men love darkness rather than light, when Jesus stand up, he's going to give you darkness. You love the darkness? Okay, I'm going to make utter darkness fall upon your mind. And you're going to believe a lie. And you're going to join with the papacy. You're going to join with the world and to persecute God's people. Do you love this light? You better cherish this light that you have. This is the condemnation that light come. Light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light. Why do they love darkness? Why they do not love the light? Because their deeds were evil. So when you come to the light, what is going on? Verse 20, what the light going to do unto you and I? The light going to shine and expose you. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Hateth the cause of God. Hateth Jesus. Hateth the Holy Spirit. Hateth God the Father. Hateth the Holy Spirit. Hateth God's people. Everyone that doeth evil, hateth the light, neither cometh to the light. Why they do not want to come to the light? Lest his deed should be what? Reproved. What is the working of the Holy Spirit? To reprove the world of what? Sin. Get rid of sin. If we dabble in it, if we're playing in it, darkness is going to cover us. And woe is going to be unto us, friends. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Elena Foundation, we come in back to the judgment of the great whore. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, said the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his wicked and live. The Bible said, turn ye from your what? Evil ways. Turn ye, advent light. Turn ye, first time view listener. Turn ye, second time listener, from your evil ways. Why? For while will ye die, O house of Israel, O house of advent light, O house of Seventh-day Adventist, O host of present truth believers. Turn ye, in other words, repent of your sins before your high priest stand up. Because when he stand up, woe unto you and I, friends, woe unto you. Please make your calling and election sure. If you love sin, say, Lord, help me to hate sin. Help me to hate even the very things that I do that is not accepted in your sight. Turn ye from your evil ways. Because God don't have no pleasure in the death of his people, in the death of the wicked. What a mighty God we serve. Even when God sees heaven, see that you are wicked. He said, I don't have, even though you deserve death, but I don't have no, this, my pleasure is not for you to die. My pleasure is for you to come to repentance. Break up your holy ground, for it is his time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon us. Let us go back to Daniel now, 12:1. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. At this time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Everyone that name gonna be found written in the book, the glory of God is gonna be risen upon them, and they're gonna rise and shine. And who gonna come to them? The Gentiles and the kings, to thy brightness, to thy light, because the light of God risen upon thee. The mighty angel come down, and they're going to proclaim the first, second, and third angel message like never before, with great power and authority. So now, when Michael, what's going to cause Michael to stand up? What event going to cause Michael to stand up? Do you know that the national Sunday law? Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 6. Matthew chapter 13, verse 6. What event going to cause Michael to stand up? Because this judgment is not for God's people. This judgment is for Satan and everyone who follows Satan and the papacy and are alive. Matthew chapter 13, verse 6. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. What? Now, when the sun is coming up, when you see the rising of the sun, it's coming up. I want to know, did the sun hot? Is the sun hot when it's rising? No, it feels good and it's so beautiful. But in the noonday, when it touched 12 o'clock, the sun started to get hot, right? Boiling, right? Jesus is showing you right now the scene of the last days. He said when the sun was up, there were scorched. We know that when the sun started to get the highest temperature is in the 12 o'clock noon, right? And the sun started to drunk you and all of these things. But Jesus is trying to show you what is about to go to take place in the last days. He said when the sun was what? Up. They were scorched. What caused them to be scorched? Because they do not have no what? Root in themselves. How can you and I have root? You need to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. You cannot be surface readers in these last days. You need to go deeper and deeper and still deeper into the word of God. The word of God is like a deep well. You remember Jesus goes to the woman at the well and Jesus was asking her for some water. And Jesus said, can I get some water? And she said, you do not have anything to draw. See that the well is deep. That's a revelation. The word of God, it is very deep, beloved. Studying of the word of God is very deep. We need to go deeper and still deeper. The more you go, the more you study, the more you get more of the anointing of this Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to reveal the secret things of God unto you and I. So now, the Bible says when the sun was up. I want to know, when did the sun come up? I want to know when did the sun comes up. Go with me to Mark chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. We want to know when did the sun comes up. When did the sun come up? Mark chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Who is this? Jesus, his dead body. And very early in the morning, the first day, which day is the first day, friends? Sunday. First day of the week. In other words, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, they will not come on the Sabbath hours to anoint Jesus' body. In other words, Jesus kept the Sabbath while he's laying in the tomb. Mercy. Are you hearing this? Listen again. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, because remember now, they killed Jesus on Friday, right? And they have to take down Jesus' body before the sun set on Friday. Mercy. And Jesus lay in the tomb that Friday, but Jesus was risen before the rising of the sun. Watch this right here. Jesus already risen before the rising of the sun. Watch this again, friends. Mark chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. And when the Sabbath was passed, pause. Today is the preparation, right? The sun already set, right? It's the Sabbath, right? And tomorrow as well, sunset, Saturday, right? And when the sun set tomorrow, Saturday, we are entering into the first day, right? Which is Sunday. Watch this again. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him And very early in the morning, the first day of the what? Week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Pause. When did the rising of the sun? When is the rising of the sun? The first day. First day is what? Sunday. Which day Satan want God's people to worship on? Sunday. Where did the first day church get this from? This verse. And they say that Jesus rose on the first day. But they are not knowing that this revelation is hidden from them. If you continue to read it and read it and read it, remember now, this is not what man wisdom teaches. Even if you have a PhD and you have all of the degrees and you're studying all of these things, beloved, you are illiterate or dunce when you come to the word of God. You have to put all of these things aside and say, Lord, I am an illiterate man. I am a literate woman. Teach me. Because you cannot use your knowledge to interpret spiritual things because you are carnal and soul under sin. Your mind is filthy, polluted. Now, when you come to God's word, you have to come with reverence. Lord, grant me thy Holy Spirit. Teach me thy will. Teach me that I may behold wondrous things in thy word. That's why a lot of God's people, they get so high-minded, so intelligent, but Jesus was praying and said, Father, I thank thee that thou have not revealed these things unto the prudent, unto the wise, but the babes, the one that who are humble, the one that who are depending upon the teaching and the leading and the guidance of Jesus. Are you humble? If you are not, the Holy Spirit cannot be your teacher. Because God resists the proud, but it gives grace unto the humble. Brothers and sisters, this is powerful right here, this verse. If you continue to read it, are you praying and praying and God will open up your understanding? And when the Sabbath was passed, so let's move on. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, and brought sweets that they may come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, first day is Sunday, remember now, because now you do. If you look research, do you know that first day is Monday? So the seventh day is going to fall on what? Sunday. Don't follow that now. First day is Sunday. Remember? And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre of the rising of the sun. Now, we want to know what did ancient Israel did in the past. Because ancient Israel, they worshipped the sun towards the east. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 12 to 16. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 12 to 16. When the sun starts to rise, it's not bringing heat. But when it comes to the highest peak, it's going to start to scorch. It's going to bring on heat. It's going to bring on pressure. It's going to bring on persecution. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 12 to 16, then says he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancient of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the imagery. For they say, the Lord fear us not. Could it be that Seventh-day Adventists taking money from the church, money from the state, and saying that God fear not? Could it be that Seventh-day Adventists, they are trying to start to preach and to teach like Babylon, like the First-day Church, and saying that God fear not? Could it be that Seventh-day Adventists, we are rejecting and throwing out the council, and say the council contradict itself, when in reality you contradict your own self and say, God see it not, the Lord see it not. The Lord had forsaken the earth. He said unto me, turn ye yet again, and thou shalt see great abomination, greater abomination that they do. Then he brought me into the inner door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was towards the north. This is in the holy place. And behold, there sat woman weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this? O son of man, turn ye yet again, and thou shalt see greater abomination than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord This is here with the sanctuary. Between the porch and the altar, we're about 520 men with their backs towards the temple of the Lord, towards the east. Pause. Which day the first day people worship on? Sunday, the first day. So when they worship on Sunday, in reality, they are worshiping the sun towards the east, beloved. Praise the Lord, those of you come out of that tradition of man. And God reveal his light unto you and to show you the Sabbath is the true day of worship. Do you remember the woman at the well? There was an issue over worship in Jesus' day. Jesus about to go visit this woman at the well. Why? Not only that, he about to change her life, convert her, because he know that if he win her over, she's going to bring all the village to him. And not only that, she's sleeping with five men. And the one Jesus said you are with is not your husband. That is her sixth husband. But Jesus is her seventh husband. And when she meets her seventh husband, Jesus gives her completion. He cleanses her from her sins. And when he cleanses her from her sins, what happened? Not only that, she said that, I perceive that you are a prophet. And he said, our father said, listen now, our father said, we must worship on this mountain. But you Jews, in other words, you Seventh-day Adventists said, on Saturday, on Sunset Friday, we must worship. That is the true day of worship. But Jesus said, woman, I said unto you, the day cometh that you needed to worship on this mountain or in Jerusalem. But God is teaching them that going to worship in spirit and in truth. But Jesus threw away in this word. He said, woman, you do not know what you worship. First day worshiper, you do not know what you worship. Even though you are worshiping me in sincerity of spirit, you do not know what you are worshiping. In other words, you are worshiping in vain. But he said now, salvation is of the Jews. In other words, in our time, salvation is of Seventh-day Adventists, because the Jews worship on the Sabbath day of the Bible. But Samaritans worship regarding on the mountain. And that was affliction going on with Jews and Samaritans. Pause. This is the issue that going on with Seventh-day Adventists, with all the denominations. Only one church. You have all kind of different religions going on. But God has only one church. Seventh-day Adventists have the holy true message, the only light for this dying world. So if you are a faithful Seventh-day Adventist, please remain faithful. Because you are not in error. You never make no mistake. You made a mistake when your parents teach you that you must go to church on Sunday. And when you leave church on Sunday, you go to the supermarket. You forgot about the word of God and all these things. That's why now, do you notice? Look at God. That's what God said. Remember the Sabbath day to what? Keep it holy. Next week, by God's grace, we'll continue our study. The Holy Spirit leading me somewhere else. That's what God said. What? Remember the Sabbath day. Why God say remember? Out of this old commandment, he said remember. Because you and I, we are forgetful people. That's why he said remember. Remember the Sabbath day to what? Keep it holy. Sunday people not keeping the day holy. Sunday is not holy. God said Sunday is good. But the seventh day, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. That word sanctify, it set it aside. It make it holy. This is the day that you set aside your physical work, your temporal job. But the spiritual things you are focusing on. You're not worrying about the bills and all of these things that you go through. Your boss give you a hard time throughout the week. You ain't worrying about that no more. Your eyes, your mind is fixed upon Jesus Christ. Your mind is fixed upon nature, because nature points you and show you the token of who God is, the true creator. That's why on Sabbath you enjoy nature, not to worship nature, but to look at nature and to see the love of God. He created the flowers for you and I. He put the sun in the sky for you and I, the moon and the star and all of these things for you and I. to show you how much he loves you, how much he cares about you. He created all of these things for you and I. But he gives you and I a day to set aside. That's why you and I come together to worship. That's why now you and I, we go to the store when sunset. That's we already in our new day. We do not say the world say the new day starts 12 o'clock. But to Seventh-day Adventist, our new day starts sunset in the evening, beloved. Are you with me? Because we know that when sunset tomorrow on Saturday, we embark upon a first day, which is Sunday, the rising of the sun, which is not holy, which is not sacred, but it is holy regarding to the papacy, but not unto God. Now, who is going to give strength to the sun worship in these last days? America. Go with me. Coming to a close. Go with me. Revelation chapter 13, 14 to 15. Revelation chapter 13, verse. I'm going to read this last one. And we will come back by God's grace. We have a lot to go over. Okay, Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. And 15, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which had power to do in the sight of the beast. This is David saying to them that dwell on the earth, it's America, that they should make an image to the beast which had the food by a sword. Who is this? This is papacy. When did this beast receive a food? By a sword. This is 1798. That they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. America of life, of the strength, of the resource to give life unto the papacy. Because remember now, the deadly wound is being healed. And America is going to cause this deadly wound to be completely healed when she causing God's people to worship on Sunday. Now they are talking about car-free Sunday. Now they are talking about we need to close down the stores to preserve the energy on Sunday. Now they are saying that we need to cut off the light and the heat. Now they are saying that we need to blot out the sun to preserve Sunday. Now they are talking about we need a national day, a national prayer day, which is Sunday. Do you see Sunday is on the rising? Sunday is in the pipeline. Brothers and sisters, storm is raging. And it is relentless in all its fury. Where are you? In these last days, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Are you prepared for heaven? If you are preparing for heaven, them that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity and you will live a sinful life. Them that name, in other words, them that profess the name, them that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Depart from known sin. Depart from secret sin. All right, we come to a close. God, by God's grace, next week, the Spirit of our lives, we will come back and study upon these things a little bit more. We will come back where we left off. All right, let us say a little bit of prayer that we give over to the woman of God. I pray that you are blessed so far. Go back over these things and to study them. Are you going to get more? Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Thank you so much to break down the words that you give me to speak. Lord, if I trip up on my words, if I say anything, Lord, bring it back to my mind that I may confess and I may repent and I may go back over and to make these corrections. thank you so much for your people. Thank you so much for their patience. Lord, as we are about to depart from one another, we pray that your Holy Spirit will not depart from us. And we pray that, Lord, we will go to bed on time, that we, our mind will rest, that we will not, our mind will not be clouded tomorrow and numb, that we cannot comprehend spiritual things. Bless us, we pray. Bless this prayer line. Bless Advent Light. Bless my sister Carla, in a special way. Be with her. Be with everyone on this prayer line. You know what they stand in need of. Meet them at their specific need, oh God. We love you. We honor you. We glorify your wonderful name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that timely message. And I pray that all was blessed and received a word in time of need. We all need to be encouraged. We all need to be reminded of who we trust, who we believe. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10 through 12 says, "For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." May the Lord help us, because he knows it, all things. He discerns our thoughts and intent of the heart. So may we submit to God. May we repent of our evil, wicked ways, even our thoughts, you know. So, again, blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Jesus loves you. He's soon to come, and we all need to be prepared. Have a good night. Amen.